There was a pause. Professor Umbridge surveyed Professor Trelawney.
Right,
she said softly, scribbling on her clipboard once more.
Well, if that's really the best you can do.
She turned away, leaving Professor Trelawney standing rooted to the spot, her chest heaving. Harry caught Ron's eye and knew that Ron was thinking exactly the same as he was. They both knew that Professor Trelawney was an old fraud, but, on the other hand, they loathed Umbridge so much that they felt very much on Trelawney's side, until she swooped down on them a few seconds later, that was.
Well?
She said, snapping her long fingers under Harry's nose, uncharacteristically brisk.
Let me see the start you've made on your dream diary, please.
And by the time she had interpreted Harry's dreams at the top of her voice, all of which, even the ones that involved eating porridge, apparently foretold a gruesome and early death, he was feeling much less sympathetic toward her. All the while, Professor Umbridge stood a few feet away, making notes on that clipboard. And when the bell rang, she descended the silver ladder first, so that she was waiting for them all when they reached their Defense Against the Dark Arts lesson 10 minutes later. She was humming and smiling to herself when they entered the room. Harry and Ron told Hermione, who had been in arithmancy, exactly what had happened in divination while they all took out their copies of Defensive Magical Theory. But before Hermione could ask any questions, Professor Umbridge had called them all to order and silence fell.
Wands away,
she instructed them all smilingly, and those people who had been hopeful enough to take them out sadly returned them to their bags.
As we finished Chapter 1 last lesson, I would like you all to turn to page 19 today and commence Chapter 2, Common Defensive Theories and Their Derivation. There will be no need to talk.
Still smiling her wide, self-satisfied smile, she sat down at her desk. The class gave an audible sigh as it turned, as one, to page 19. Harry wondered dully whether there were enough chapters in the book to keep them reading through all this year's lessons, and was on the point of checking the contents when he noticed that Hermione had her hand in the air again. Professor Umbridge had noticed too, and what was more, she seemed to have worked out a strategy for just such an eventuality. Instead of trying to pretend she had not noticed Hermione, she got to her feet and walked around the front row of desks until they were face to face. Then she bent down and whispered, so that the rest of the class could not hear.
What is it this time, Miss Granger? I've already read Chapter 2,
said Hermione.
Well then, proceed to Chapter 3.
I've read that too. I've read the whole book.
Professor Umbridge blinked, but recovered her poise almost instantly.
Well then, you should be able to tell me what Slinkard says about counter jinxes in Chapter 15.
He says the counter jinxes are improperly named, said Hermione promptly. He says counter jinx is just a name people give their jinxes when they want to make them sound more acceptable.
Professor Umbridge raised her eyebrows, and Harry knew she was impressed against her will.
But I disagree, Hermione continued.
Professor Umbridge's eyebrows rose a little higher, and her gaze became distinctly colder.
You disagree?
She repeated.
Yes, I do,
said Hermione, who, unlike Umbridge, was not whispering but speaking in a clear, carrying voice that had by now attracted the rest of the class's attention.
Mr. Slinkard doesn't like jinxes, does he? But I think they can be very useful when they're used defensively.
Oh, you do, do you?
Said Professor Umbridge, forgetting to whisper and straightening up.
Well, I'm afraid it is Mr. Slinkard's opinion, and not yours, that matters within this classroom, Miss Granger.
But,
Hermione began.
That is enough,
said Professor Umbridge. She walked back to the front of the class and stood before them, all the jauntiness she had shown at the beginning of the lesson gone.
Miss Granger, I am going to take 5 points from Gryffindor House.
There was an outbreak of muttering at this.
What for?
Said Harry angrily.
Don't you get involved,
Hermione whispered urgently to him.
For disrupting my class with pointless interruptions,
said Professor Umbridge smoothly.
I am here to teach you, using a ministry-approved method that does not include inviting students to give their opinions on matters about which they understand very little. Your previous teachers in this subject may have allowed you more license, but as none of them, with the possible exception of Professor Quirrell, who did at least appear to have restricted himself to age-appropriate subjects, would have passed a ministry inspection.
Yeah, Quirrell was a great teacher, said Harry loudly. There was just that minor drawback of him having Lord Voldemort sticking out of the back of his head. This pronouncement was followed by one of the loudest silences Harry had ever heard. Then,
I think another week's detentions would do you some good, Mr. Potter, said Umbridge sleekly.